Opera Atelier is a world-renowned leader in the rediscovery and revitalization of period opera and ballet. This Toronto-based company always offers up a delicious feast for the ears and eyes, and they are about to unveil their upcoming season. I won't even give you a teaser of what's to come in 2023-24, but instead, I'll leave this to our special guest this morning, Opera Atelier's resident music director, David Fallis. Good morning, David.
Good morning, David.
Hello, Adi. Hello, Jean. Nice to see you both.
Nice to see you.
So please don't keep us waiting. All of your fans, including us here, are eager to hear what's on the menu for next season.
Well, we're calling the season the Stuff of Legends.
Oh, and, wow.
Yes, that sounds very grand. And it does indeed start with one of the great legends, the great stories about Orpheus, you know, the man who, it's about the power of music. He's
sure.
This man who loses his wife and he's able to go down to the underworld. And with the power of his singing, he charms the powers of hell to let him have his wife.
The lure of the liar.
Exactly. Yeah. And he is, he's always. And so, of course, this story has been an attractive one for opera composers for years. And some
right.
of the earliest operas, like Monteverdi's Orfeo, starts with that story. But the one we're going to do is by Gluck in the middle of the mid-late 18th century. And he wrote it first in Italian. And it was such a triumph that everyone wanted to hear it, and he, at that time, Paris was kind of the top of, if you could get your opera produced in Paris, so he decided he was going to take it to France. So this necessitated, of course, in those days, they loved to hear their operas in their own language, naturally, so he had it rewritten in French. Plus, in the original, the part of Orfeo was a castrato, an alto castrato.
Right.
And the French weren't so keen on castrati, but they loved these heroic tenor voices. He rewrote it slightly and wrote it for a heroic tenor.
Yes.
And it's just a thrilling, actually, I think it's actually almost more thrilling to hear a tenor sing this, you know, with his angst when he loses Eurydice. And and there's that famous aria that he sings, "What shall I do without you, Eurydice?" We have a wonderful Colin Ainsworth that some of our listeners will know, just a perfect person to do this. He's got this high tenor, thrilling voice.
And also, Colin has been with Opera Atelier and sung with you many, many times, and he's done this role before.
Yes, in fact, he's done this role before.
It's very exciting.
And it is, and it's wonderful. You know, as an artist matures and just the sort of depth that he brings.
Absolutely.
And the other thing I'll say that's exciting about this is that for the chorus this time, we're going to have members of both the Tafel Music Chamber Choir and the Nathaniel Dett Chorale,
which is a great addition.
Which is a wonderful. We've worked with in both of these choirs, and we sort of thought, oh, how do we choose between these wonderful choirs? And so their conductors have graciously agreed to have a mixture, and we're going to have them as the chorus. And there are beautiful choruses in the opera, too.
And also now, with the choreography in this piece, which is done by Jeanette Singh, who's the co-founder and director, is Colin doing a lot of dancing?
No, Colin doesn't have to do a lot of dancing. The other thing I will say is that as you know, French operas loved ballet.
Yes.
Of course, ballet and France go together, you know. There's a lot of wonderful dance music in it. And it's interesting that I know Jeanette is sort of thinking this is late 18th century. So it's at that period when dance was just beginning to develop from Baroque formality into a little freer romantic style of dance, you know, leading to Swan Lake and all that sort of stuff.
It should be fun.
It's really fun for her to explore that, and there's a lot of wonderful dance music in the piece.
And when is that going to be again?
That's in October. That's our first production. We always do two wonderful big shows, so our fall show is in October. The second one is in April, and this is more of a mixed program. It's called All Is Love. And this was something that we actually sort of did and created just coming out of COVID.
Okay.
So we were being very careful about things, and it's a wonderful amalgam of songs all about love, but it has, it's mixing Baroque settings by Rameau and Handel and Purcell with some more modern music. Rinaldo Hahn will come on it.
And
something
Hahn.
That I'm absolutely thrilled with, we're doing the opening scene of Debussy's Pelléas et Mélisande.
That is bold.
With Tafel Music players, so they're still on strings and so on, and which is what it would have been in Debussy's time. And as you know, the orchestra that you need for Pelléas is huge, but we've got a wonderful arrangement done by our own assistant conductor and Chris Bagan of the opening scene for 13 instruments.
Fantastic.
So we, and this is, will be in Kerner Hall.
Mm-hmm. And the artist, some of the people there are features in All Is Love.
Yes.
I don't want to say, I want you to say it.
The artists who are featured?
Yes.
Well, we've got Douglas William, the fantastic baritone. He did a wonderful Don Giovanni for us a few years ago, people will remember. And Megan Lindsay, who has starred in our Resurrection recently. And
I see here Misha?
Misha Berger-Gossman, yes.
That's exciting as well.
Misha has been an artist in residence with us for years and been in many of our productions. We have a wonderful relationship with her. And we couldn't do a show like this without her having a few star turns.
And I'm wondering, so these are Toronto productions. Are there any plans on the horizon in the next season for a return visit to Europe?
I'm afraid not for the whole company at the moment. It's, you know, even in Europe, I think we all know that people are just sort of recovering a little bit.
Sure,
and
of
course. And some of the bigger, grander plans for tours have had to be just paused. I will say that Marshall and Jeanette are getting lots of invitations to Europe on
the
two of them.
That's
great. In fact, they're there right now doing a production in Versailles.
But
with, you know, French companies and French orchestras and French singers.
Yes, still, nonetheless, it's great to have a Canadian company be at the forefront of this type of period production.
Oh, no,
right?
I think the work that we've been doing over the years is now being recognized in Europe. You know, it's European-based music.
And Marshall and Jeanette have been doing this for quite some time, going over to Versailles and doing productions,
which
says a lot about the fact that they're always invited back.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, Versailles, for Baroque music, the place.
Very exciting.
Yeah, well, thank you for spilling the beans on this exciting new season.
It is very exciting. And we want to wish you all the best with this, David. It sounds like a lot of fun, too.
Oh, I'm really looking forward to it.
Thank you. We've been speaking with David Follis, who is the Opera Atelier music director, about the 2023-24 season. Now, single tickets for Orpheus and Eurydice are on sale August 1st, 2023. And single tickets for All Is Love are on sale January 1st in 2024. You can always go to operaatelier.com to subscribe or by calling 416-703-3767 and extension 700. You want to get tickets for this stuff of legends.
Yes.
The 23-24 season. Good luck to Opera Atelier.
Thanks so much, David.
They're wonderful to
Thank
be here.
Thank you, David.